Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. Be sure to purchase your tickets at upliftwomen2013.eventb.com or at sparkplugpeople.com. Now that is upliftwomen2013.eventb.com. In this segment, we're going to be talking about guaranteed issue life and health insurance. My guest today is a native of Houston, Texas. She is a graduate of Riley Business College. Today, she is the owner and CEO of WIAN LLC, which stands for Women Insurance Agent Network. Her organization's goal is to get the best insurance company, best insurance coverage, which fits the needs and lifestyles of their customers. We are pleased to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Network, Ms. Patricia Turner. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you so much.
How are you today?
I am just great, and how are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about guaranteed issue life and health insurance coverage?
Most definitely.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Ms. Turner, tell our listeners, what is guaranteed issue life insurance, and how does it differ from other types of coverage?
That is a great question. Guarantee issue life and health insurance is exactly what it says. It is guarantee issue, meaning whatever illnesses that you may have or have previously had, that would not be a problem in actually getting coverage. Basically, that market has just became available maybe about 4 or 5 years ago because people need coverage no matter what their situation is, because we're all human, so we definitely have to take care our people.
Well, is guaranteed issue life and health insurance available to people with pre-existing medical conditions? And if so, why don't more people know about it?
Well, basically, it's one of those best-kept secrets, so to speak. People basically hear a lot more about what is available. They just never know what basically will help them in a situation, because at that point, some people have been turned down so many times to where they don't even push the issue to try to find out if there's a product out there for their needs. And there is. It's just that you have to basically continue to look for that specific coverage.
Are there any age limitations associated with this type of insurance? I guess what I mean is, do you have to be at least 50 years old to be eligible for it?
No, not necessarily. It actually can start from a child age up to 60, 65. I can actually write people prior to them turning to a Medicare age. So it actually goes farther, and the reason that is Sparkplug is because people are living longer. So they want to extend that because of the longevity of the people.
Well, how long has this guaranteed issue life and health insurance been available to the public?
Well, I know from my standpoint, I know it's been available for the last four to five years. But as I said before, it's one of those best-kept secrets. You have to just continue to look for it.
Hmm. Well, what is the turnaround time of issue? In other words, how soon can a person get coverage?
From that standpoint, as soon as underwriting basically look at their situation, because everyone's situation is different, so underwriting kind of look at things, you know, like as far as what prescriptions they're taking or the illness that they may have, how long have they had that illness, and then also to see if it's controlled. So they look at a few different things. And then after that, basically it actually goes and affects once underwriting approved them. So it could be like if I write a person up like the beginning of 1 month, it should issue and go and affect the beginning of the next month.
Okay. Well, what is the difference between turnaround time of issue and the effective date of coverage?
It basically has a lot to do with the underwriting process. Of course, when a policy goes into underwriting, it's basically up to them, you know, to whenever that product should actually go into effect. Sometimes it's not the whole case where it might go in effect that next following month. It just depends on how soon underwriting can do their job and they get everything and okay to make sure that they can actually cover that person.
Well, Ms. Turner, tell us a little bit more about the Women Insurance Agent Network, WIAN. When did you start it, and what's going on with the women insurance?
Well, Women Insurance Agent Network has been up and running ever since 2004. It is a great organization. I am a type of person that really digs deep as far as to find that specific coverage for my client. I choose not to actually let anybody go uncovered. I have those specialty products where if they've been denied or, you know, just cannot find a product that fit their lifestyle or their situation, I'm the person that go beyond to find a specific product for that specific person. And, you know, I just take pride in doing that because that way, you know, I try to take care of the whole body. You know, not just the basic things, you know. I want to be able to cover them for more problems. You know, if they have more problems or whatever, that makes me dig deeper to find a product that will fit their lifestyle.
Okay. So how did the name come about, the Women Insurance Agent Network?
Well, basically, I am a woman. So, of course, I think you can kind of feel that to let you know that it is a woman-owned company. And I take pride in that.
All right. So now before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine.
Wow. That is a great question. One day I was out shopping, and I somehow or another came across that magazine, and it was very appealing to me, and I just knew that I should be in that magazine because I know I had an awesome company and an awesome product that would be able to be offered. So I felt very intrigued about getting into that magazine.
All right. So when you saw it, were you familiar with it? I know you called me a few weeks ago, but no, you called me last year, didn't you?
Last year, definitely, last year. No, I had not heard anything about People You Need to Know, but, you know, when I'm out and about, you know, my eyes are always open and my ears are always open. So somehow or another, my eyes ran across that magazine, and like I said, this is where we are today.
All right. So what do you think the greatest thing you might be looking for from People You Need to Know magazine? What's the best thing it could do for your business?
I think as far as getting my name out there, the company, to just let people know what I do and what I specialize in. You know, I actually do a lot of educational seminars to just let people know what is out there, to stay updated and informed, because the insurance industry is constantly changing. And, you know, I just want to be able to, you know, add my expertise to anyone that may need my assistance.
And what kind of seminars have you had, and what kind of seminars do you have upcoming?
I have quite a few seminars coming up at different churches. I actually do seminars at different organizations, whether they're profit or non-for-profit. I have been doing it for quite a few years. I think I've hit more church sectors. They are a little bit more receptive, you know, especially when you talk about educational. You know, people are a little bit more receptive to me coming in, you know, educating and updating people about insurance, because it's one of those topics that just never ends. It's always changing, and we need to stay, you know, updated and informed about that industry.
So is there a seminar this upcoming you'd like to tell our listeners about?
I have a seminar that is going to be over in Stone Mountain. I haven't definitely confirmed the date. I know it's going to be April, around about the last 2 weeks of April. Coming up, it's going to be a senior high-rise. Just got to get some confirmation on that. But, yeah, definitely in April.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Wow, they can actually connect with me. I tell you, my cell phone is my best friend. So, of course, that number for my listening audience, I can be reached on my cell at 678-525-2978. Or you can actually come by my office, WIANLOC. I'm located at 1775 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's McDonough, Georgia, 30253.
What about any social media?
I stay on the road so much. I have not plugged in, and I know that, you know, I should be, but I have not gotten into social media that much. I'm more of a hands-on, you know, sitting in front of a person, you know, one of the old models, but that's what I really believe in. But, you know, that is up and coming, Spark Plug.
All right. Well, Ms. Patricia Turner, owner and CEO of WIANLLC, Women Insurance Agent Network. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another marvelous job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.